Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a treat. I have Den Yella with me tonight, and she's an angel communicator, and it's going to be a real treat to have her on. And tonight also I'm going to read you a couple of angels, and because she does angels. Archangel Raphael, who names in God heals, is an archangel designated for physical and emotional healing. In Hebrew, the word rope means to heal. Angel Raphael not only helps in healing individuals, but also helps healers in their healing practice. He can help reduce addictions, cravings, and powerful healing other injuries and illnesses, with cures often occurring immediately. Archangel Raphael aids in restoring and maintaining harmony and peace. He is also patron of travelers, watching over them to ensure safe passage and a harmonious journey. Working in conjunction with Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael helps clear away fears and stressors that may adversely affect your health. So I wanted to share that one angel with you guys. And now I'm going to bring Daniela on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me, Kelly Jo. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you for coming. Okay.
So that's great that we are going to be discussing the archangels. I do, because I am a psychic medium and I channel. And when I heard you read that was very beautiful. I was preparing in meditation and I was connecting with Archangel Raphael, Uriel, Michael, Gabriel, that's like my main team with Shamuel and Metatron. So they all work very closely together. And this is a time that we could really lean on anything that you believe in that brings in more light, that assists you, right? Anything that can help you in a positive, loving fashion. I've been working with people to stay in love and not fear. So.
Oh, yes.
That,
with this.
You know, because. Yeah, right? Exactly.
No, we don't need
everything that's going on.
We can all work together here. We're going to make it out of this. And no need to panic and stay calm. We need more compassion and more patience right now.
That's a big word, patience and compassion, yes.
And it's going to take a minute. It's not going to hurry up and go away.
You know what? People probably won't like me saying this, but that's okay. Because we're on a pause. If you want to look at it, like I like to look at it from a bird's eye view, a different perspective. And I just returned from New York this morning. I got in about 8:30 this morning. So I was at the epicenter of this. And the past couple of weeks, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I really enjoyed my time with my aunt and uncle and my cousins and my niece. We played board games like almost every night. Like, you know what I mean? It was just almost an old-fashioned way of getting together, being present with your family. So can't we do that? Isn't that a choice that we have? Because somebody said, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. You're in the epicenter, and you actually had a really good time for 2 weeks. Yes, I did. I am very grateful for my experience.
We have to look at what really matters. And like you say, it is a pause. it's a pause for the earth, and it's a pause for humanity.
Perhaps to reconnect on a different level, like a deeper level.
Right.
Put your phone down. You know what I mean? Look
what's
at me.
What's real, what's and, true, what matters.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's your loved ones, right?
Correct.
So I didn't even look at it that way because I purposely went there to spend time, and I really enjoyed, I will never regret going there. People thought I was insane, but I also, you know, everything happened so fast. But it was the best time spending that, you know what I mean? You'll look back on that in 10 years and think, because my uncle and aunt are older, and I will value that for the rest of my life, that time that I got to spend with the family. So,
that's so important.
And I think, isn't that a way to look at it? Because I try to calm people down. You're home with your children. You want, you know, different people. You wanted to spend more time with your little babies. You know, this is an opportunity to do that. You know, there's always two ways of looking at things, right?
Yeah,
at least.
Sometimes if you can't figure it out, look at it upside down.
Exactly. That's what I said, at least. So I honestly, I know it's a little odd and I don't really understand why, but I feel excited, like better, like once we get past this, whatever the amount of time is, better days ahead. That's just my gut instinct. I channel information and I'm not in fear. So a lot of the people that I associate, like us, right, that have gifts and are able to connect, I'm not talking to my friends that are in fear. You know, they might be aware of certain things, but we all seem to think better days ahead.
Oh, totally.
Better than our past. I don't mean just better than now. Better,
right.
You know, a more loving, compassionate, different type of way of living here.
Right.
So this is an opportunity, our pause, to go inside of ourselves. Because I notice the people that are flipping out, you got to do your homework. Look inside. What is it that scares you? Let that surface. Look at it and heal it. And Kelly Jo just told you a great archangel to work with. One of them, great in healing, is Archangel Raphael. You can do that. Archangel Metatron is amazing to work with your energy as well, right?
Explain what Metatron does, because everybody doesn't know angels.
Okay.
What does Metatron do?
The way that I work with Metatron, like Raphael will do the healing aspects, and I can get into that later, but Metatron, when I work with clients or friends, family, I'll check their energy centers, right? And there's many more chakras than we know about, or I shouldn't say we know about, but more than the standard, right? So I'll check the big ones. And what's very important for me is to look at your solar plexus and your heart to see, okay, are you open? Is your energy moving in a balanced way, right? So
right.
A lot of times, no, because somebody maybe emotionally hurt you. So you're carrying that stagnant energy in your heart, which a lot of times somebody takes away your power. So when I start tapping into somebody's energy, I intuitively know where to jump to. Sometimes it's the throat because you're not speaking your truth. So my guides will be like, boom, go here. And it's just like breathing, so it's hard to even explain that. So once
right.
I see that, I'm like, okay, so I'll tap into, and I'll say, because it's all energy to me, so I'll say God, Creator, Source, Archangel Metatron, and I'll ask Metatron to clear, cleanse, heal, open up, and balance somebody's chakras. Now, it's not just emotional, right? People feel lighter after they receive this. All of a sudden, you can think clearly, because when those two energy centers are shut down, you're walking around like a zombie.
Yeah, you're in a fog.
Yeah. And you can't trust your own discernment. And I teach people to use their own discernment because I don't care who's talking. You have to be the judge. Is this truth? Every one of
right.
us have that responsibility. So if you're going to, we have to do that. So you have to take care of your energy and make sure it's
correct.
Open and balanced, right? And yes, it can lead to illness when you don't take care of your energy centers. But what goes hand in hand with that? You might be in an abusive relationship. So, you know, it does go hand in hand.
Well, yeah, it affects everything, mind, body, and soul, whether you think All that should
Bingo.
Be addressed. Yes.
Exactly. So I think this perfect pause is for us to go within and actually bring humanity forward, right, into the Great Awakening. This is just one more wonderful opportunity to stop with the noise.
And I want to put this out there, too. May you all listen to your better angels.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
I guess we're getting full, so we're going to get to the readings now. So I'm going to take the first prefix of the phone number, 205. Hello, 205.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Lovely.
What's your name?
You?
Where are you from?
My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Alabama.
Oh, my
and what's
goodness,
your
Patricia, you're adorable.
Thank you. I would just like to say I'm utilizing my time here at home cleaning out closets. I am the space that is occupied with things that no longer serves me. So that is what I'm doing at this very moment before you took my call. So,
do you know what, Patricia?
Yep.
I received, when you said that, chills, which is validation. You're making light of what you're doing, but I don't think you realize, maybe you do, how serious it is, because as we get rid of the clutter, our energy just has, it moves around like feng shui, and we can think. When I am in a cluttered space, I can't function. It is so for our highest and greatest good to get rid of the junk. We've been raised to be materialism, right? More, more, more. Less is more. Less is more. And I am so proud of you. One of my clients texted me while I was in New York saying she, after 3 years, she's finally doing it. She's taking this pause to empty out her house because she can't think. So that is an amazing thing to do.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. That is why I am doing it, because I have things here that's been here, I'm ashamed to say, but maybe 10 years in my closet and stuff. Yeah, it's time.
Do you have a question, Patricia?
I do, yes, ma'am. Thank you. My question, I wanted to ask for a general read, if that's at all possible, please.
Well, you get one question, sweetie.
Okay, one question. And so my question is about a nursing school. When do you see me re-entering the program?
Hold on. Give me a second. How does this work, Kelly? Do I jump in or you
Oh, we just had a power surge.
Does that mean we lost Patricia?
I'm still here.
The whole thing went off the computer, so I don't know.
Okay, give me a second.
But I see you doing it next year, probably springtime.
Just the stuff that I'm getting to, though, this seems like baby steps. You start, but to me what I'm picking up is, like, it doesn't feel like you go jump in, do you know what I mean, like full-time or something. Have you done any of the background, like shadowing or anything?
No, I was actually in the program last semester, and the timing was off for me, I feel. And so I am going to readmit. I did score high enough to readmit to the program. And so I'm planning on doing that June 1st.
June 1st of putting in your application.
Yes.
Okay.
Re-admitting.
Of putting your application, and you're trying to go in full time?
For the fall semester.
God's white light in the highest and greatest good of all. Will they accept her application? Will she be admitted into fall semester? Okay. I'm getting yes for the fall, but let's back it up, because I feel like you, it would be in your highest interest, even if you, like, take at least one class, because come, like, this spring or whatever, but I feel like doing volunteer work or something, like getting your feet wet. I don't feel like you're going to completely wait, like do nothing until the fall. I feel like it would be great if you could get your – I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry. I was going to say I've worked in the medical profession for about 15 years now, and I'm actually working now, so I am a caregiver, and I have worked as a surgical tech and pretty much tech
nice.
A whole lot of different things. Yes, this is my
Yeah, but
life
I feel
here.
Like you're – it might be more for what I'm getting.
Okay.
More for of to be of service. Do you understand? There's a need. To be
yes.
of service. So stepping it up, like, I don't know what the word is, you know, when you're doing volunteer and stuff like that.
But I do see you getting your degree in nursing. You are going to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's a done deal. But I have a feeling you're going to be more active prior to even starting full-time in school.
Thank you, ladies, both for the message.
You're welcome. And I'm having technical issues. I had a power surge, and I cannot get back on the computer.
Oh,
so
no.
What would you like to do? Does that mean, like, we have to do it another day, my love?
Yeah, probably, because it won't let me back on anywhere. It won't even come back on.
Gotcha. Patricia, I am honored to speak with you. You're lovely. I hope you have a great day. And thank you for your service.
Thank
you,
everybody,
for
tuning in, and we'll see you in the future.
So thank you. So is it just me and you now? Hello?
Hello?
Is it just me and you, Patricia?
I think so.
Okay, I guess she hung up.
Oh, my goodness, how was I so blessed to get my reading? Wow. Okay, I guess that means I need to hang up also.
Do you know why?
What?
I think because your career is very important, and that's what I'm saying. Are you already in the hospitals and stuff like that?
I'm actually I do home health, so I came out of the hospital to take care of my father before he passed, and so
mm-hmm.
I've been in the hospital for many years. And,
no, but I feel like this. I'm feeling like whatever you can do, like I feel like this May. I'm seeing May, so that's what I'm saying. Like I see you. Helping in other ways, not like I know you asked about school, but I feel like your services that you can offer now. Do you know what I mean? So
okay.
Come May,
yes.
You might be surprised that you're volunteering, doing things, whatever way you can help.
Okay. Yes,
so.
I've worked in the hospitals, and now I'm just I work with individuals, but I've worked the beginning of life and ending of life, so. Work, labor, and delivery, and then hospice.
That's beautiful.
And
beautiful.
Yes, and that's what I've been doing, and I just know it's my calling. It's just something that I'm dedicated to, and I talk to God about
right.
being the
I'm
best
just,
at. So,
I'm going to give – Kelly Jo's calling me on the other line. My name is Daniela
okay.
DeCastro, and I do YouTube online videos if you want to look for helping yourself during this time, okay? But let me pick up her call.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you.
Bye-bye, love.
Many
You're
blessings.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Bye.